If you are someone who's looking to learn more about fertility awareness method for natural birth control or conception, and you're ready to finally get to the root of hormone imbalances for good, this is the podcast for you. The cool thing is, Fertility Awareness Method is here for you in all seasons of your life. When you're looking to prevent pregnancy, when you're ready to conceive, and when you want to use it postpartum. So if you're in the phase of your life where you are looking for a natural form of birth control without all the hormones, head on over to my free training, nourishedwithnina.com/famtraining, for all of the information. All right, let's go ahead and hop right into this new episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of the Healing Hormones Podcast. I'm Nina Boyce, your host, certified fertility awareness educator, and the creator of Luna, which is my 6-month fertility awareness method membership and online course. And today on the show, I am recording a solo episode because I wanted to talk more about how to navigate this 5 to 6 day fertile window when you have a very weird and a very inconsistent cycle. And this is totally common, especially if you've been on birth control for many years, you've recently come off, and you're trying to do this fertility awareness method thing, and you're looking at your cervical mucus clues, you're trying to track your temperature, and you're like, what is going on? None of this looks like the textbook fertility awareness method window that I hear about. And unfortunately, it's not as easy as saying you're only fertile 5 to 6 days a month. I see people, especially coaches that aren't necessarily fertility awareness certified, really sharing this, you only can get pregnant 5 to 6 days out of the month. And while this is true, and I'm going to share more about why that's true in this podcast episode, it oftentimes can create frustration in women that are just learning the method, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to use your cervical mucus clues to determine when that 5 to 6 day fertile window is. But what if you see cervical mucus all the time? Like, you see it as soon as you end your period and you see it way after you've already ovulated. Well, I'm going to break that down a little bit in this episode and hopefully offer some guidance for you and some clarity so that you can find a little bit more ease on your natural birth control journey. So yes, it is true that you can only get pregnant the 5 days leading up to ovulation and then the 24 hours after that egg has been released. And there is science behind this. Number one, sperm can only live inside the cervix for 5 days when it is being nourished by cervical mucus. If you are not inside your fertile window, if you are truly dry, so this is when estrogen levels are very low, it's typically right after you get off of your period or when you're on your period, sperm can't survive in that environment. In that dry, acidic environment, it will die within minutes to hours, which is really wild, but also can give you some reassurance that if you're not experiencing cervical mucus, you know how to track, you've learned fertility awareness method, whether that's with an instructor or you're self-taught, and you know that you are truly experiencing a dry day, you can feel very confident that there's no way you can get pregnant, especially if you're many days out from ovulation happening. Now, on the flip side, when cervical mucus is present, this creates a more alkaline environment within the cervix. Sperm prefers an alkaline environment, and that's exactly what cervical mucus does. So when you're within that fertile window, your estrogen is rising, it's hitting those medium and peak levels, your cervix is producing fertile quality CM. Sperm is very nourished by the qualities in that environment. So again, it creates an alkaline environment within the cervix. This allows sperm to kind of camp out and survive and wait out ovulation. It can only stay alive in that environment for 5 days. And then remember, you can also get pregnant, of course, the day of ovulation, and then the 24 hours that that egg is released before it dissolves. So it might make you feel a little bit better that while you're tracking and you're learning about fertility awareness method, if you can confirm that you are completely dry, then you have really nothing to worry about. And then, of course, once you've confirmed ovulation has passed and there are protocols set in place with fertility awareness method, especially if you're temperature tracking, lots of these details that I go through in my course Luna, my membership Luna, you are not going to get pregnant that second half of your cycle any of the days after you have closed out your fertile window. But what if you are always seeing cervical mucus? You're like, what in the world? I'm not only seeing it in this 5 to 6 days leading up to ovulation, I'm seeing it all the freaking time. Am I fertile all the time? So let's kind of dive into this. The short answer to this question is no. No matter how much cervical mucus your body is producing during a cycle, you still are only going to ovulate one time and you still will only be fertile the 5 to 6 days leading up to that. But here's where it can get a little bit tricky, because even though you only ovulate once per cycle, and yes, I promise you it's science, there's no way that your body is going to trick you and ovulate multiple times, you can't predict when that's going to happen. Your only prediction is that you're experiencing cervical mucus. So when you see it, and let's say, for example, you just ended your period and all of a sudden you're seeing cervical mucus and you're like, I know that I'm nowhere near ovulation. So am I fertile? Unfortunately, when you are first learning fertility awareness method, you have to assume that whatever you're seeing is potentially fertile, because there is a chance that ovulation might be early one cycle or might speed up one cycle. And in those first months of using fertility awareness method, we are extra, extra cautious because we don't want any mistakes to happen. And so if you're the person that's seeing a ton all the time, it can make applying fertility awareness method for birth control really frustrating. And this is why it actually bothers me a little bit when I see people kind of sharing to their communities that it's as simple as knowing your 5 to 6 day fertile window. And I'll be honest, I used to be guilty of this myself. And the reason I want to talk about it in this episode today is because I want people to know that nothing's wrong with your body, number one, if you don't have this picture perfect cycle. The picture perfect cycle is you get a period for 5 to 7 days. Right after your period ends, you experience a set of dry days when your hormones are very low. Those dry days are very clear that you're in your infertile phase. Then all of a sudden, you see a pickup into non-peak cervical mucus for a few days, and then you see a pickup in peak cervical mucus for a few days. You're tracking, you maybe get an LH surge, you realize you're ovulating, and then all of a sudden, you go back to dry days. Your temperature rises and everything just looks perfect. It's very easy to predict when you're in that fertile window. And that is not common for everybody. And if you've recently gotten off of birth control, that can definitely skew your observations. If you have a hormone imbalance, that can skew your observations. We'll go into a little bit of that later in this episode as well. But let's talk about what you can do then to be the most successful with applying this method when you don't have that picture perfect cycle. Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to have a very clear understanding of cervical mucus so you can actually identify and understand what you're seeing. There's something called cell slow, which I teach within Luna, and that is a normal cleansing of the cervix. So our cervix is always cleansing. And when it does this, we can sometimes see this more dry, crumbly, scant, not very much of it, type of fluid that dissolves very quickly. So this type of fluid, which is not fertile, will really dissipate between your fingers. It won't have stretch to it. It probably won't even have much moisture to it. And when you are able to identify the difference between, I call it cell slow, I guess it's technically called cell slough, but for some reason, I just want to say cell slow, but I think it's called cell slough. When you can really identify the difference between cell slow, cell slough, and cervical mucus, that's going to bring you a lot of ease when you can finally determine the difference between this infertile cleansing cell slough or what's actually fertile quality cervical mucus. Now, once you've been charting for at least 3 to 6 months, you will then be able to determine your typical pattern. And in my experience with the hundreds of clients I've worked with inside the program, when you've been on birth control for many, many years, it is not uncommon to see these wild observations, like literally like the Wild West, for about 3 to 6 months. You can still apply fertility awareness method with accuracy, but you do have to be a little bit more careful in that pre-ovulatory phase. So the phase before you enter the fertile window, maybe when you're a little unsure, right? This is the phase between your period and your fertile window, your true fertile window. So what that means is for those first 3 to 6 months, you might want to use a barrier method. I actually would highly recommend using a barrier method. And that might look like condoms. That might look like using something called Phexxi. I actually did an interview with the founder of Phexxi, which is a birth control gel that changes the pH level of your vagina, makes it more acidic during the time that you're having sex so that sperm won't die. So if you want to learn more about Phexxi, I'll link that episode in the show notes. But it is pretty fascinating because it, again, uses the science of pH levels and the fact that sperm prefers an alkaline environment and it switches your environment to an acidic environment so that it dies. I mean, it's super cool stuff. But you could also look into something like using a diaphragm or a cervical cap. And then there's also the withdrawal method or the pull-out method, which there is research behind this. And while there is like a 20 to 30% failure rate with the pull-out method, if you are using it with perfect use, and I'm actually going to be recording a podcast episode on this separately, barrier methods separately, because there's so much to dig into around the effectiveness of barrier methods and the withdrawal method, but just, you know, a slight overview for you in this podcast episode. Being effective with the withdrawal method means that your partner pulls out with way ample time. They pull out away from the vulva. And there's an article I can actually link for you guys in the show notes that talks a little bit more about the withdrawal method. But with any barrier method you choose to use, when you're in that first part of your cycle, maybe you're unsure if you're within the fertile window, I want you to remember that fertility awareness method is only going to be as successful as that barrier method. So for example, condoms are about 88% effective. I personally trust them very well. I've never had a problem with them. Withdrawal method, there's like a 20 to 30% failure rate. Again, you need to be using it perfectly. You need to be sure. When I'm talking about using a barrier method, for this conversation specifically, I'm asking you to use it in those days when you're unsure, right? Like you think you're dry, but maybe you're not sure. I would just be extra careful and use some sort of barrier method. Now, when you're actually in that fertile window and you're pretty certain, right, you're seeing fertile quality CM, that's where you get to make a choice, right? You can use a barrier method knowing their effectiveness rates. For example, like I mentioned, condoms, 88%. But there are also other things you can do when you're unsure. And this is a conversation with your partner. Like maybe you guys do other things that are not P and V sex, right? Or you try bonding or you try to be intimate in other ways. All this to say, these are the words of wisdom that I often have with my members inside Luna. And when you're doing this on your own, especially if you are someone that doesn't have that beautiful, picture-perfect 5 to 6 day fertile window observation clues, it can be really helpful to have a strong community that you can reach out to or an instructor that you can reach out to and say, hey, I'm on day 7 of my cycle. I am seeing something that I think is cervical mucus. Can you help me determine what I'm seeing? Or I've been on birth control for 17 years. This is only my second cycle off birth control. This is what I think I'm seeing. What do you think I should do? Right? There are a lot of different factors that play into why you may be having these really confusing biomarkers or weird cycles, but there are solutions. There are solutions for the weird cycle, and you can 100% use fertility awareness method effectively. You just may need to plan out your action plan. You may need to be a little more cautious before ovulation has been confirmed. And that's where being open with your partner, having barrier methods on hand, having an instructor or a community to ask questions, to get more clarity around your observations can be so, so helpful. There are also some calculation rules that we can apply with fertility awareness method. And we can start applying those after you've been charting your cycle for about 12 months. So you have 12 months of data, whether you've been true cycle tracking with fertility awareness method, or you have been using something like your period app, as long as we know historically how long your cycles have been for the past 12 months, this is off birth control, of course, how long they've been. And if we can determine that your cycle has never been shorter than 26 days, this is your full cycle, not your period. I want to make that very clear. People often get that confused. A cycle is from the start of your first period to the start of your next period. A period is the 3, 5, 7 days that you're bleeding. Okay, so if you've been tracking your cycle for 12 months, and we can look at the shortest cycle you've ever had, and if it's not been any shorter than 26 days, there are some calculation rules we can apply. And I'm not going to go through those specifics in this episode because, you know, you really do need to be working with an instructor or self-teaching fertility awareness method to follow those. And I don't want anybody to make any mistakes just from listening to a podcast episode, but you are more than welcome to DM me on Instagram, Nursed with Nina, if you have questions or want some clarity on that. But yes, there are so many different tricks and protocols and tools within fertility awareness method that you can apply no matter what kind of cycle you have, even if it's not the typical picture perfect cycle. So before, you know, I kind of wrap up this episode, I do want to share what are some of the reasons for having a lot of cervical mucus throughout your cycle, having really weird inconsistent cycles, so that you can make a game plan for yourself and maybe reach out and get some help from a coach or a doctor if you think that you might need that. So the first reason you might be seeing a lot of cervical mucus is that you've been on hormonal birth control for many years. So remember that your cervix responds to rising estrogen in the first half of your cycle, and this is what triggers your body to produce both non-peak and peak cervical mucus. So when you're on hormonal birth control, your cervix has to relearn how to respond to your natural estrogen again, because the process has been totally shut down for all those years. And so your cervix will figure things out, I promise. Your body is very, very wise. But on average, it can take up to 9 months. And that doesn't mean you're going to have 9 months of totally off-the-wall observations. It just means that it may take up to 9 months to start seeing a more consistent pattern. And science has kind of shown us that it's around that 9-month mark that you're like, oh my goodness, this makes sense. My body typically follows this pattern. I typically ovulate around this day. I'm starting to be able to build up my clues and feel really cozy with fertility awareness method. So be patient with yourself. Your body is working things out. It's doing an amazing job. There is support out there, and you are not alone if you've been on birth control for so many years and your body's doing weird things. The second reason is you might be struggling with a hormone imbalance, especially if you're someone that has been diagnosed with PCOS or you've been struggling with other hormone imbalances like estrogen dominance, or you're not clearing estrogen effectively. You've been struggling with digestive issues. We know that having funky digestion is an issue when we're trying to clear out estrogen from our system, and too much estrogen buildup can do funny things with estrogen levels and lots of things that go on with that. But in the case of PCOS or even post-pill PCOS, your body is constantly trying to ovulate. It really wants to ovulate. And so when your body keeps trying, right? So this means estrogen keeps reaching those thresholds. It keeps hitting medium levels. It keeps hitting peak levels. And your body is just like constantly, your cervix is constantly producing cervical mucus. It can feel like, well, what in the world? Like, I feel like I'm ovulating 1,000,000 times within the cycle. Well, only one of those times is going to end up being successful. So you're getting the clue that your body is trying, but then with PCOS, it doesn't actually make it all the way. So your body will show you the signs that it's trying to ovulate, which is the cervical mucus. And then unfortunately, it just won't. And that's because estrogen levels with PCOS are very wild and they rise and they fall. There's also issues going on with testosterone and androgen levels when it comes to PCOS. So all of these different hormone imbalances can affect the success of ovulation happening. So the reason you're seeing a lot of CM is because, you know, your body's trying to ovulate all the time. And so when it comes to PCOS, I will say that it can also be really helpful to work with a Billings instructor. This is a specific method of fertility awareness method that teaches you how to really uniquely document and observe your cervical mucus. And it is really great for people with PCOS. I'm going to link Natalie, I think it's Dade. I always say her last name wrong, but I'm going to link her in the show notes as someone that teaches the Billings method, and she might have some more information for you. But as far as my program goes and the 6-month Luna membership, I do have women with PCOS in there, and I'm able to help support them and give them advice around what they should do when it looks like they're constantly trying to ovulate and how to use the method for birth control. So I'm able to definitely support you, but a Billings instructor can give very specific detailed advice. Another reason that you may be having really wild biomarkers is that you're struggling with an infection. And this is less common, but I have seen it happen. And it's usually pretty clear if what you're seeing is CM or an infection. An infection is often gray or green, might smell a little funky. So if you're unsure and you're like, I'm seeing a lot of weird stuff, but I don't think it's normal. I don't think it looks or smells normal. And of course, sometimes there's itching or burning associated with that. Just make an appointment with your doctor, get it checked out, and then you'll be on your way with probably a prescription or a protocol to help clear that up for you. And then you won't have the problem anymore. Of course, if it is reoccurring, if you keep getting reoccurring infections, that is something to look into deeper. A lot of times that's associated with gut imbalances, microbiome stuff, vaginal microbiome, bacteria, you know, and there's many different things you can do with that, but I would totally work with a hormone coach or a functional practitioner or something to get that taken care of if you consistently are getting infections. And then I already mentioned this, so I'm not going to dive too deep into it, but it could be that what you're seeing is actually cell sloth and not cervical mucus. And so just remember that with fertility awareness method, you will learn the difference between cell sloth and fertile quality mucus. And if you're unsure, that's where working with an instructor can be extremely helpful. I personally get pictures of cervical mucus all the time. And the women inside the membership are always asking for clarity around it. And it's just really nice to have that support and see real time, real life pictures so that you can start to determine exactly what you're seeing. And remember, everybody's body is different. So one woman's cell sloth is not going to look like another. And one woman's non-peak is not going to look like someone else's. Peak is kind of pretty standard. It's usually the clear, slippery egg white. Like most of us know what peak looks like. But when it comes to non-peak and cell sloth, everyone's is a teeny, teeny bit different. So once you get a really good understanding of what you're experiencing, it makes fertility awareness method so, so much easier. So I know that was a lot of information, but I just wanted to throw it all at you so that you had some resources and some education around what to do or what might be causing your weird cycles. But the main purpose of this episode is to share with you that you can effectively use fertility awareness method as birth control, even if you don't have a typical pattern. I would say that this isn't a specific metric, but like 80% of the women in Luna, in my online fertility awareness method membership, have really weird cycles for the first 3 to 6 months. And it's because many of them have just come off of birth control. So the majority of women inside my program, they've been on birth control for years, whether that's the IUD or the pill, and they want to get off and they want support with using fertility awareness method as natural birth control. So in my little world of fertility awareness method, I see this as the majority. I see that most of the women that first come off don't have consistent picture-perfect cycles. Now, Luna's been in the world for, oh my gosh, I want to say it's coming up on a year soon. Holy moly. I think I launched it last October. I need to check. But now that some of them have been in the program for over 6 months, coming up on a year, I'm starting to see the beauty of their cycles becoming more typical, becoming more consistent. And it's just anecdotal evidence for me that the body is so wise. The body wants to find balance. It wants to find homeostasis. And birth control does not completely ruin your body forever. There are so many hormone experts out there that are sharing the negative effects of birth control. And I'm glad. I'm so glad that they are. I am too, because I want women to know that birth control is a pharmaceutical. It does affect the body. And we need to be aware of that, because when you come off, there may be some rebalancing you need to do. But I do think that there is a lot of fear around birth control. There's a lot of women that are afraid or feel bad or guilty that they've been on it for so many years. They think their body is going to be completely destroyed. They're so afraid of all of the side effects that are going to come back. And I'm here to tell you that in many cases, in the majority of cases, the body regulates. It may take a little bit longer for some women than others, but just to bring back that metric of 3 to 6 months, and around 9 months is when the majority of women start to get back to their baseline. Remember that. It's a slow race. It's a game of patience. But birth control has not ruined your body forever. Your body is wise, and you will be able to use fertility awareness method as birth control no matter what your situation is. And if you are someone that does need support, right? You are a little bit confused. You absolutely 100% do not want to get pregnant. That is when I encourage you to join a program, to work with an instructor, to join a community, because that raises the effectiveness rate because you're not doing it on your own. So if you are interested, you always have a spot inside Luna. We are always enrolling. There are over 150 girls in there right now. We would love to support you. I will link to it in the show notes. I also have a free training. If you aren't quite sure yet, you just want to learn a little bit more, head over to nourishedwithnina.com/famtraining to get more confident and get more cozy in the method. And I hope that you find that really, really helpful. All right, everyone, you can always hit me up on Instagram if you have questions about this episode. I'm happy to chat through it with you. And I can't wait to talk to you next Monday with a new guest. I hope you'll have a wonderful week, and we'll talk soon.